The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective, all things hot and all things not, news, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Reetha.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Wow. Reetha, I look out the window and I know it's getting cold, and I'm not supposed to say this because you don't know everybody coming down here, but this weather is unbelievable. You know, it's always 75 here.
But like, I got to tell you, Jim. I got to tell you, I live in what's called an urban forest, which is a planned community with all these trees and shrubs and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we've had all these winds recently that are knocking down trees. So as a precaution, they're cutting down trees in my complex. So you might hear all kinds of saws and gnawing and crashing trees. And if it gets too bad, let me know.
I'll let you know.
But that's what they're doing over here. They're cutting down the trees. But the weather has been beautiful, but it's been windy.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, for me, it's kind of beneficial because I have these big palm trees, and it just keeps knocking off the dead palms. So I don't have to climb up there and trim those palms off of there, which I was looking forward to. But, Reetha, we got a couple birthdays today. You remember Raymond Burr and Perry Mason? Yeah, the Perry Mason deal. And Mr. T. You know, I mean, there's a lot of birthdays, but these are more, you know. And it's Orlenia Cotta's birthday, you know. You remember Julius Caesar's mother. I know if that was a trivia question, you would have gotten it. You know, that was back in 120 B.C. But, you know, Reetha, I saw a 62 T-Bird. You know, you remember, it's very rarely you see these cars on the road. You never see the old cars. But I saw a 62 T-Bird and back in 62. Do you remember the best picture of the year? I know you're good at that. And you'd probably come up with Lawrence of Arabia, and you'd be right. And the reason I bring that up is because he was author of the Seven Pillars of Wisdom, and it just so happens I have that book. Can you believe that? I mean, how I put that together. Yeah, and I looked up and I
think, wait a minute. It's
hot topic
time.
It's
hot topic time.
There it is. You got it.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, I have to admit I contributed to the $1 billion that the Fate of the Furious has managed to rack up so far. I did go see Fate of the Furious. I loved it. I'm not a big Furious fan, but I think this is the third out of the franchise that I've seen. This is number 8 for the franchise. And The Rock and Vin Diesel, the guys all look as good as they've always looked. The girls still look good, too. But it's actually a fun movie. You don't have to have seen the other issues of the franchise to enjoy it. It's action, 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 more action, and some action. But it's a fun film, so it's still out. Go out and see it. Billions of people have already. And Jim, what's your hot topic?
Well, Reetha, I don't know if you follow this with hockey, but game 3 between hockey's Oilers and Anaheim Ducks in Canada, system malfunction when Canadian country star Brett Kissel began to sing the Star Spangled Banner and his mic went out. Now, he's in this big stadium, right? Well, he raised his hands because as he started it, everybody knew what he was going to sing. And he got assistance from 18,000 Canadians that were in the stadium, and they all sang the Star Spangled Banner. That's amazing. And then the lights stay on at the Capitol building. Congress voted, like, remember I said this last week, because they're going to have a shutdown. Overwhelmingly Friday to keep federal agencies open for another week. All right, so government was facing a real shutdown, and we've been through this before. But the deal is there's some negotiation that had to go on. So The budget had to be worked out, and it was a give and take for the president. No funds for his wall being built, but they're going to add some funding for border security and no money for sanctuary city crackdown. So they have to go negotiate that. And the overhauling of the health care. So these are some of the losses, but it's still on the table for all that. And Yale students were holding a hunger strike to draw attention to the benefits situation. And next to their hunger strike, the Yale Republicans were holding a barbecue. So I'm with those guys. So anyway, Trump said the MS-13 gang is equal to the Al-Qaeda in meanness. And they're going to try to go after that situation. They're basically a gang that started in the 80s, originally from El Salvador. Check the weather before you travel, guys. A lot of heavy stuff going on. Flooding, tornadoes in the Missouri area, Louisiana, Mississippi, Kansas to Arkansas. You had about roughly 5,000 buildings have been destroyed, 80 million people affected. A lot of destruction, a lot of flooding, and one of the dams had been overflowing. And the dam, they said, every minute could be an Olympic-sized swimming pool. So there you go, Reese. So again, check the weather situation before you travel in those areas, because there's a lot of tornado damage. They found a car lot that was literally gone, and they found the cars all over the county just totally crunched. That's the power of those things is amazing. So there you go, Reese. So I don't know if you're planning on going to Arkansas or Louisiana or Texas. Texas had a church.
I'm not going to any of those places, and I don't want them to come here. But that brings us up to our first commercial.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
And that's the way we do it. We do it the easy way, because Eric's been doing it the hard way with all his work and studying and so on. But, Reza, we have part two. We have a very interesting guest returning. And it's hard to get this guy because he's a very busy gentleman. And, let's see if we got him on. His name is Tom Kiltago. He was the founder of the Medical Alert and Better Visions for Children. And he's in his 90s, so he's still a busy guy. And I really appreciate it when he can come on, especially for part two, because he just has too much history to just give him 10 minutes less. Tom, are you on with us? Do we have Tom Kiltago on? Okay. Okay, Tom. All right, you come on in whenever you can. So, Reetha, you've met Tom Kiltago. Yeah, and you know, he was in World War II in the Navy, and he was one of the tech guys that found it was actually was a, it was a project they have, and it was actually a vital part in the tech that helped end the war with this technology. I don't know if it's in radar or something, but it just, some of the things. But he's a big tech guy. And the medical alert situation. But, you know, Reese, I meet with these guys. And we get together and have breakfast over in Lake Forest. And they're all World War II. Some are Korean. But, these guys are getting up there. And
I was going to say, these guys are a little bit older than you, Jim.
Oh, they're beyond baby boomers. Yeah, their kids are our age. But the table is getting smaller. I mean, we had like 22 people, and it's like half. And I told you, I brought Tom over to the Nixon Library because the president of China's daughter, the former president, she wanted to say
thank you. Okay, we have Tom Cataldo on the line.
Ah, we got Tom. Tom, sorry you missed my big buildup. I was bragging all about you. So you're on with Rita, and Rita, you know Tom. You talk to Tom. So, Tom, I was just kind of talking about you're still hanging in there, World War II veteran and founder of the Better Visions for Children and the Medical Alert. You've got such an interesting life, and you're a high-tech guy. I mean, you're kind of famous in your own right years ago. And I was sharing with Rita, but I couldn't get the specifics. You were very involved in a vital part of the technology that actually helped win the war, basically, right? The I forgot the term, but
I was lucky enough to start going to school and working at the radiation lab at MIT at the early stage of the war. And we developed LORAN, a radio navigation system that the Navy desperately needed. That we were getting literally killed on that North Atlantic route, bringing those supplies and manpower over to England.
No,
until
no,
we had
year,
that,
but,
and
no, listen,
also more sophisticated radar that we developed at MIT. And this really helped us win the war, because if we hadn't done that, they would have won.
The
they really would have won. They were close to it. And they were sinking one-third of all of our ships on the way over to England from here until we turned it around.
So, Tom, what year was that you were working on?
Oh, this was like 1942, thereabouts.
Yeah, you see, this is the point. Tom was doing this technology back in 1942. How many listeners do we have on that were... You know, that can even say they were born in that era. So let me ask you a question, Tom, because Reith and I don't go back this far. Now, this is big stuff. I mean, here you are. Fill us in a little bit about what it was like when all of a sudden you listen to the radio and you hear that this devastating news that the Japanese were bombing Pearl Harbor. What was it like, and what were you doing when you heard that? What was your feeling?
Oh, well, you know, the feeling was that I better get in the service and help do something about this, because, it was nothing like this had ever happened before, and we were sitting by waiting, for the Germans to get beaten by the Brits, and then all of a sudden the Japanese come in, and we, I'll tell you, it just turned everything upside down, and was the reason, of course, why we got into the war. And then
we're
fighting two enemies that are just at ends of the earth. And it just we didn't have the manpower, the equipment to do justice, to fight and win.
Yeah.
We were losing badly at both ends, in fact, and. And we all face the prospect of speaking German for the rest of our lives.
And it was, what was the general feeling with the people? I mean, were people in a little panicky mode? They were just, everybody was running all over, I guess, trying to, you had the radio?
It was a combination of panic and just plain, we were all very, very, very upset about the fact that something like this could happen, that they could wipe out the Navy, or most of the Navy, on one day. And, we just felt everybody wanted to just get into the service at that point, and that's what me, my brothers and sisters and cousins and us all went in at the same time, basically.
You were in the Navy. This is kind of interesting stuff, guys, because we're talking to somebody that all you see is the History Channel and books and, on the computer you could type this up. So you're talking to somebody that was actually there. So what kind of ship were you in the Navy? What kind of ship were you on?
Well, actually, I wasn't assigned any one ship. I worked at a naval research lab after I got into the Navy, and I was out there installing and helping to train the Navy personnel on using the equipment, radar and LORAN, on trips over there. I went over about three times and three, four times. It was really very dicey. It was very dicey because we underestimated the power of the German sub fleet. That was the whole problem there, and they were just wiping us out until we got the right equipment.
And then what kind of turned the tables on that was when we captured that one German submarine and we got that dictation machine that enabled us to kind of pinpoint where their subs are. I think that helped a little bit with the submarines. And then, of course,
we came up with the radar that was able to detect the conning towers when they popped up out of the ocean. And so that was, you know, a big turning point for sure. But hey, listen, I would like to talk about
your better visions, yeah.
We're involved in another big war against the fact that we're not even thinking about screening kids for vision problems until they get into school, and the tests that they give the kids when they get into school are really almost worth nothing. And here, I'm going to quote something out of a study done of the Oklahoma school system here. This is really serious stuff. They said that visual acuity, the ability for children to see properly, is a bigger predictor of where they'll go educationally than either race or socioeconomic status. Think about that.
Wow. Yeah.
Think about that. It's horrible that we're letting these kids just start school. We all assume that there's nothing wrong with their eyesight because they don't know what normal eyesight is, and the parents don't know anything until the child complains, and usually by that time it's too late. They can't reverse the legal blindness that I've had myself all my life, and worse than that, they die of eye cancer because the doctors don't get there in time to operate on the cancers, on the tumors, on the red of the eye.
If someone wants to get in touch to help or volunteer or to donate, how would they get in touch with Better Vision?
Well, the best thing is to call this number, and that's 714-637-4034. Repeat, 714-637-4034. 4034, and if anybody wants to see what it is, what it's all about, they should go to the website we set up for this purpose, which is donatefives.com, and you'll see what it is. It's for the very first time, it enables parents to screen their own kids at home, and they're getting these kits free now from sponsors. So we need more sponsors.
Right.
Companies that will buy them and get them out there to the parents free of charge.
Well, Tom, I wanted to get you on again because there's just too much of your story to get out in one segment. But I know you're a busy guy. I want to thank you for coming on with Reese and I.
Talking to you, Tom.
Well, thank you very much.
Appreciate your getting me on there because this is a very, very important thing for parents to know about. And again, these are being given free to them by sponsors. We just need more sponsors, banks, businesses, whatever, that want to do something about this horrible problem. And thank you very much for having me on.
And thank you again for coming on and the interesting stories. You've really made a difference with people. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That takes us up to tech time.
It's tech time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
Well, over the weekend, I've discovered a new app. It's available both for Android and iOS devices. And now I just started with this app, so I can't vouch for it, but it's very intriguing. First of all, it helps you get money back from your purchases. I'm all for anything to get you money back. The app is called Earny, E-A-R-N-Y. And like I said, it's available for both platforms. And it actually loads your purchases onto the app because of your receipts that you get in emails. And it searches to see if there's a lower price available. A lot of credit cards apparently will pay you the difference between the price you paid and the lower price within 90 days. So this app searches all of your purchases that you purchase online, and it will actually apply for you to get the money back. It does take a surcharge for doing it, but it's magic money. It's found money. But my concerns, you have to give this app more information than I think I've ever given any app. They need your email password. They need your bank password. They need all kinds of information. So while it's interesting, I'm intrigued, I'm a little cautious too. So the app is called Earny. You check it out. I don't know if I'd really be willing to put all my information in there, maybe start off with just a single credit card and see how that goes. But I'm telling you now, they ask for a lot of information. But think of all the money you can get back, especially if you do a lot of shopping online like I do. At any rate, time, and it's time for Jim's Gym. Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
Yeah, boomer pastimes. You know, you've made up your mind. It's about time to retire. You've worked long enough. Now what? Well, in an article I found on retirement.com is interesting. A gentleman named Bill Giovanni said, stay busy when you retire. If you're going to sit on the couch and watch TV, you're going to die. So, you see, when we talk, and Aretha and I talk about, well, we joke about it takes, you know, you're a baby boomer when it takes you two times to get up off the couch. Well, we don't want to do that. We want to keep busy, and we've given you guys many, many examples on ways to keep busy. If you don't have, money's no problem, and you want to just look into activities, there's so many. There's so many as far as volunteering, hobbies. You just go on and on, ways to keep busy, and you meet new friends. Well, and there's a little piece here I want to read. Let's see, we have, in my opinion, he says, there are major principles for creating fulfilling retirement. Have a major life purpose, be open to learn new things, except that money will buy style and comfort, but it won't buy you happiness. Learn how to enjoy solitude. Find a retirement job that you can work at temporarily as a fun job. Maintain old friendships and create new friends. Indulge in regular, strenuous exercise so that you will be physically fit and be able to enjoy your retirement activities. And travel a lot. That's an important one. So I told you I'd give you, let's hit you with the top 10 things because people are wondering, okay, what do people do when they retire? So real quick, what they do is they travel, and they spend about $7,700. Family and friends, about $4,000. Hobbies, actually it's $3,900. Hobbies is $2,200. Gardening, $1,500. Fishing, $2,700. And golfing, and we've gone over these before, but there's a request they want to hear it again. So this is what they are, folks. Number six is golfing, about $3,500. Volunteering, they spend about $2,000 on average. Reading, they spend about $900. Exercising, $1,500. And home renovation, they say 7,000, but, you know, that goes a lot higher. So that's kind of what people are doing, and it keeps – but whatever it is, you just want to keep busy. So, Reet, that kind of gives you an idea. I don't know if you fit into those categories, but we really don't put together this budget when we're younger because it's a lot more expensive when you do get this age. And that's kind of what I wanted to do, and I think – if I'm not mistaken, we are coming up to Carmelita's Corner, and I wanted to, share that, you know, when you guys make these budgets out, you got to add a little bit to it, and a little bit more time, because I've had projects in my house that I think.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. I've got a special guest on this morning. Her name is Natalia Coral. She is a multi-talented producer, founder of Thumbelina Productions, and she's the creative director of Etiquette Academy, Perfect Lady, an international beauty pageant, Mrs. Perfect Lady USA, Miss Perfect Lady USA, and Mr. Perfect Gentleman. We don't leave out the men. She's the producer of Hollywood Creative Arts Studio, and she's also an actress, and when you see her face, you'll know why. She's beautiful. And she's done commercials, and she's done many television shows. She's very intelligent and hardworking, and she's known as a producer of Ukrainian folk theater and also several other television shows, many, many more that we could list now. But let's welcome our guest, Natalia Coral.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you? Oh, thank you for having me here. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, originally I'm from Ukraine, and I work in this industry many years. And now it's an honor to me to be in your production, in your radio. And I want to announce amazing event, what we can do. I am, like, work now as event coordinator. We can do a very amazing event in a Mother's Day. Mother's Day celebration is close. It's going to
yes,
be
it is.
On Olympic. Mm-hmm. Yes, we all mother, all women who mother now, grandmother, or will be mother. It's our day. We find amazing venue. It's an Olympia Banquet Hall. Beautiful, beautiful, glamorous. We invite
mm-hmm.
everybody, all families, to celebrate on this restaurant. It's a May 14. It's a Sunday. We start 6 p.m. We start with red carpet event. Each mother, each woman, each person can feel celebrity. We can do picture on the red carpet. We have amazing performance. I tell you secret, Jimmy Rooney, son of legendary Mickey Rooney. He will be performer. He will perform like, he sing like Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, like Michael Jackson. And we're going to have dance show from Las Vegas. Amazing dance show. Many performance. And what's more important? Food. A lot of food. Five different kind meal of gourmet meal, five course gourmet meal, drinks, live entertainment, red carpet photo shoot, everything for you for Mother's Day on Olympia Banquet Hall. It's amazing, huh? We start like 6 p.m. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Until morning, until 1 a.m.
Well, I can attest to what Natalia is talking about, because I have been a personal participant and witness of the spectacular events that she and Lana Goodman put together. And I have been to the beauty pageant, and I've also been to the event that you had at the Russian restaurant in Hollywood, and they were spectacular, simply beautiful. She and Lana are very professional event producers, along with the other productions that we were talking about with your theater, but so much more. And she has top quality people that attend and perform. I'm waiting for my what would you say, grand entrance. I know we've talked about many times that you would have me on as a entertainer. So at one point we will do that. Anyway, the one that you had before, I couldn't believe how many beautiful entertainers and the dancers and the young man who performed on the piano. What was his name?
Oh, it was a Russian singer. I forget his name. He was amazing, mm-hmm. Yes. Prokhorov.
Yes,
we had a very nice event with Prokhorov, Mr. Prokhorov. He traveled around the world. He was everywhere. And
yes, I can see that. He's on the level with Pavarotti and all the rest of them, isn't he?
Yes. Now we're going to have the best in Mother's Day.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be much better, much, much better.
Mm-hmm.
You're very
welcome,
everybody.
Right. Now, mm-hmm. how do they get in touch with you, Natalia? Can you give them a number that they can call?
Yes. Ticket on the Ticketmaster. You can go to Ticketmaster and put it like Mother's Day celebration, Olympia Banquet Hall. Or you can call me personal. My telephone number 323-806-2700. And somebody going to bring a ticket. But if easy to go to Eventbrite, buy in Eventbrite.
They can go to Eventbrite?
Yeah. Go to Eventbrite, put Mother's Day celebration, Olympia Banquet Hall, buy a ticket. Or if we have group discount, if it's going to be group like 10 people, 10, 12 people, yes, definitely we can give a discount. You can call me again, 323-806-2700.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds good. Well, anyway, I'm glad that you have had a chance to stop by and be a guest on Carmelita's Corner. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Let's talk about my beauty pageant.
Yes, well, definitely. And also we have a mutual friend, too. I hope that she's listening because I want her to be a guest also, Wendy. Lynn Adams, and yeah, she's become a good friend. In fact, she has a gospel TV show with her husband David, and they invited me to be guest, and I sang on their show about a week ago.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. And
Wendy
yesterday
was last year in my show, in my production show. Wendy worked with us. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it looks like by chance somehow I've become involved with the beauty pageant world because I have a title, Miss Elegance USA International Woman of Achievement, and the national director invited me to be a judge yesterday. So I was involved with a beauty pageant yesterday in Monrovia, and we were judging these beautiful young teenagers and the young miss. I'm learning more and more about the beauty pageant world. It's a whole culture unto itself. The one that I was with yesterday is Miss California Junior Teen Achieve, and they also had the junior misses, and these young ladies were just simply amazing, and the talent that they had was amazing. And the good thing about being involved, you know, as a judge, you meet other people, like-minded people. And I also invited a new friend. Her name is Sharon Doyle, and she's going to be a guest on my show also and some of the other judges. So we're looking forward to getting to know more people that are involved in that. It's a lot of fun. It really is.
Okay, now you gave me an idea. Can you be judging my show in my beauty pageant?
Well, we can work on that, too. I've got so many people that you would want to be involved in that. The lady that I met yesterday, one of the judges, her name is Kimberly. She's absolutely gorgeous and so vibrant and bubbly. She has a beautiful personality and spirit. And these are the kind of people I'm sure I could refer to you that would want to be involved with your pageant, too, because they enjoy that, you know. So anyway, yeah, we've got a lot on the table, a lot to talk about. Anyway, I am planning to go to your event. I want to buy a ticket, so yeah. I want to support what you and Lana are doing, and I am glad that you've had an opportunity to share this on the air, and I know it's going to be spectacular.
Yes,
Natalia,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. It's going to be an amazing event, and we prepare for Mother's Day, and we have even some surprise for mothers. We can have small surprise. Oh, we invite all mother, all family, everybody for this amazing, amazing event.
Yes, you know, my organization, the Rose Breast Cancer Society, many years ago when I first started the organization, the first one, the Rose Variety Show that we had was held at a theater in West Hollywood, and it was exactly on Mother's Day. And then eventually we just kept the month of May for this event, and we had a Mother of the Year. We treated her like queen for the day. She arrived in a white limousine, and we combined that with the wellness people and the fine arts people.
And
that's something we'll get back to eventually, but I'm glad that you're doing what you're doing, and I look forward to being there. And am I hearing Jim there somewhere?
I wanted to wish everyone a happy Mother's Day.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Month of May. You're a fabulous guest. Carmelita has such interesting guests. Your event sounds like it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, she always puts on amazing events with Lana, her partner.
Yes, we work with Lana together, like the event coordinator. We do different kinds of events. We did New Year's Eve. We have almost 300 people. We did this Valentine's Day, like 200, almost 200 people. Yeah, we do different kinds of events. It's amazing.
So cool.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hopefully we'll
see
you down there.
Yeah, they do beauty pageant too. It's coming now, international beauty pageant. I have a contract with Italian production. If we do beauty pageant, last year I did Miss and Mrs. Perfect Lady. And this year we can do Perfect Lady and Perfect Gentleman. Now it's some guys can have chance to be in a beauty pageant too. It's going to be
of course.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't think it'll be me, that's for sure.
See, exactly. We're not just mother for Mother's Day. We have something benefit for guy too.
Yes.
Beauty pageant.
Okay, well, listen, Natalia, we're getting ready to sign off now. So thanks again for coming on as my guest. And
thank you for coming to invite me.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody. You're very welcome to our event. Thank you. And
well, thank you for coming on.
303-806-2700. Okay, thank you.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Carmelita, you have the most interesting guest. So, guys, Aretha, you know.
So, Jim.
I tell you, Carmelita does have some interesting guests. Are you going to that function, Aretha?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a tricky
this
one.
The first
anyway,
time
I wanted to see if we could.
I've heard about it.
Yeah, I've been hearing about it. Sounds really interesting. But I wanted to see if we could bring Eric on just for a quick minute or two. I know he's a busy guy, but Eric, are you with us, or did we miss you? Do we got him? Let's see.
It's his theme music, so he's on his way.
You got to have the theme music. Guys, I'm just going to pop in real quick and let everybody know about the Women's Broadcast Television Network channel deal that we've officially done that will be announced on Siobhan, Vince Vaughn's Mother's Network, along with another partner named Janie. And their network reaches 20 million plus women. It's an amazing network to Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, Comcast, Chromecast, everything. And we're going to do a lot of women-based content and programming. And it's going to be really awesome. You guys can download the app, easywaymobile.com. We're waiting to be able to do some other things on Manny's apps. They've been saying they're going to do some upgrades here, and we're waiting to be able to do what we're supposed to be doing. But that hasn't happened yet.
You'll get them.
We're really excited about this, and we're excited for you guys that are going to be able to utilize this platform as well as enjoy the content. The California Women's Conference is coming up May 10th and 11th. We'll be there, and a lot of
May
exciting
10th,
things 11th. Coming up.
Okay.
Thanks.
That's sounds like a pretty exciting network, and a lot of people. What did you say the number was in this?
20 million
people. Okay. Wow.
20 million.
So, Aretha, I could just, I don't know why, I just picture you up on one of the routes coming into California, putting a sign up and hitting it with a hammer, keep out.
If I could slow down the population growth in L.A., it's the traffic. It's just the traffic. Love the people, hate the traffic.
Well, I know, you love the people. Yeah, but that's true. And maybe, I don't know, maybe they'll redo the freeway system or something. It does get a little congested.
It won't happen in my lifetime, okay? They'd have to come up with flying cars and ways to keep people from killing each other and them for it to happen. So I don't expect any major changes in this lifetime, but that's okay. I still love L.A.
So, Reith, I know it's a little – it is – I don't know as far as – the way you think about it, but I hate losing trees. And back in Illinois in the 50s, we lived on the street that had these huge, giant elm trees up and down the street. And the old Dutch elm came along and kind of had to remove the trees. So is that what it's like where you're at? Are they getting rid of a lot of them or just some of the ones that had some damage?
Well, I heard that three fell in the last round of, or maybe it was just two. It fell the last round of storms that they had. So I don't know how many they're cutting down. They did put out a notice on Friday saying that they were going to cut down some of the trees. I imagine they're the ones that are weak or decayed or diseased or whatever. But, I mean, we have – this development's been here since the 30s, the 1930s. And so these trees are very, very old. It was always a planned development garden. So these trees are very old. They're very tall. Some of them tower over the building. So literally, if they fell,
you're gonna miss that.
A building.
Yeah.
Well, no,
we're
not cutting them all down. They're not cutting them all down. They're just cutting the down. And for every tree that they cut down, they have to replace it. So it's not like it'll be an empty space.
I'm gonna picture you out there digging holes. I'm going to picture you, Aretha, out there digging holes, planting trees. Well, Aretha, it's time to wrap it up again. Another session of Radio Boomers Live. And until next week, keep busy, keep active, and we'll be talking to you then.
And have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful May.
So,
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.